Breakfast with Refilwe Mulata
on Cape Talk.
Deputy Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development, John Jeffrey, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Refilwe, and good morning to you and the listeners.
I'm so grateful that you made this visit. Can you help us understand what actually prompted your surprise visit to the Cape Town Master's Office?
Well, it was to check on service delivery. The Master's Offices across the country have had a number of challenges, and so there have been a lot of complaints about them. The challenges have basically been during the height of COVID, during the lockdowns, staff was on rotation, but many staff who were having to work from home were not having the tools to actually be able to do that work. So basically things were short-staffed. Then there was the problem with the ransomware attack where certain facilities issuing of letters of executive were not available for a number of weeks. And I'll be visiting other master's offices. I started with Cape Town, and the idea is to see what is happening and then to look at what needs to be done to get it sorted out.
So this is a countrywide issue, hey? Or did you start with Cape Town because it had the most complaints, or...
No,
was that
just
random?
It started at the bottom and work up. I mean, as it were, geographically, not.
I took offense for 2 seconds and then I had to calm down. I'm just teasing. Okay, cool. All right. So tell me, what is it that you found there?
Well, look, there were a number of issues. There was problems with queue management and or the systems for getting people into the building. There were problems of some of the staff complained about vacancies not being filled, so that's something I want to go into. Equipment not being available, a number of the systems that should have been in place didn't appear to be in place. So those were some of the issues. I noticed earlier that you said I was shocked. It unfortunately was more or less what I was expecting.
I see. I should have said appalled rather, but fair enough. And when you say it was what you were expecting, I mean, you've been in the ministry for quite some time now. I think this is my first I'm hearing of, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but the first I'm hearing of one of these sort of surprise visits.
No, we do those on a number of occasions, so
okay.
That's not something new. It's a toss up between doing an unannounced visit where you see things that are really happening from an announced visit where you are actually able to schedule formal meetings with the leadership of people of the court or the institution. So, for example, in this case, the Master of Cape Town was on leave, so she wasn't able. She wasn't there to engage with us, obviously, but we got to see things without being sanitized.
One of the things that you mentioned, of course, is that how much the conditions were exacerbated by the COVID-19 lockdown, rotation staff and the like. How much of the concerns that you saw can be resolved by a return to work, and how much of it will require more systemic changes to the running of the office?
Well, staff did return to work some time ago, so everybody should be at 100%. When we visited last week, it wasn't anywhere near 100% because a number of staff were on leave and some were sick. But definitely the rotation is no longer happening. So that problem should be passed. The problem with both the rotation and the backlog, money was given for overtime. Which was put into operation, I think, a bit last month. One needs to see whether that is yielding results, but obviously the backlog has to be overcome.
All right, certainly does. John, I've got a listener who'd like to ask a question here, Minister. Rita is an executor of a number of estates and wanted to give her perspective. Good morning, Rita from Paro. How are you this morning?
Very well, and yourself?
Great. Tell us a bit about your experiences in being an executor.
Well, in the past, we never had any issues with the master issuing the letters of executorship. But currently, everybody's fallen on the COVID wagon and we are having delays in getting the letters. And there's nothing that we can do without it, as you know. I mean, I'm actually from Port Elizabeth. I'm here to wind up my mom's estate. who passed away in September. The documents were issued in October to the master, and I'm still waiting for the letters of executorship, and now we're already almost mid-January, and there's nothing I can do. Everything has been frozen. I'm out of pocket because I'm paying all the accounts out of pocket. Money sitting there, but obviously the bank will not release the funds because of the fact that we can't get the letters of executorship.
Minister, I mean, do you have any perspective on this? Is there a part of this? Thank you, Rita, for your perspective. That could be digitized, just in terms of, as I said earlier, systemic shifts now that can alleviate these issues rather than cyclically.
Yeah, look, the part of the delay with the letters of executorship, was, which is not linked to COVID, was the ransomware attack, which shut down a number of applications, including the master's ability to issue letters of executorship, and that was done for a number of weeks, So that's where the backlog has come from. But it is basically on the system. When it shut down, a number of attorneys were asking for the letters of executorship to be issued manually, but there were concerns from the master's office about whether that would create an opening for fraud if manual letters were issued. Mm. But look, it's, as I said, it's something I'm well aware of. It's something that does need to be addressed. I mean, there are very long times people are waiting for the letters of executorship. Sometimes it may be the backlog. Sometimes it seems to be that the documents that are needed are missing. But there are also allegations that documents have been submitted and then the master can't find them or claims that they weren't submitted. So those problems need to be tackled as well. But maybe if your caller can leave her number to with the people at the radio, I can get hold of her and follow it up for her.
Okay, we appreciate that. Thank you so much, Deputy Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development, John Jeffrey. As you say, you're on top of what the core issues are, so we'll look forward to those kind of being resolved as soon as possible.